In this episode, I answer a couple of listener questions, including what to do about AP classes and what to do if a program is growing stagnant. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Joel writes in, I've been teaching a while with the program growing stagnant. Do I need to move on? If not, how do I pull it out of the rut? Or can a program only become so good? Well, Joel, only you can answer the question about whether you need to move on. That's a very personal decision based on so many things. I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, what I see with younger directors today is that too many of them move on when they need to stick through a program. And it's easier said than done. I'm in my second school. I've been here 12 years at Falcon High School, and I taught for 7 years at the Colorado Springs School. I can look back now and I can see that it was time for me to move on from that school. I had hit a ceiling of not being able to really move the program forward. I was really frustrated. I was burned out. And I had a lot of things that I needed to learn. And sometimes you have to take those things you learn and then just incorporate them into a new program. That's sometimes the way it has to be done. For me, at that time, that's what I needed to do. There have been times here at my current school that things weren't going as well as they are now. And I'm glad that I stuck through those times. It was difficult. I was looking at other programs and considering moving on to something different, but I'm glad I didn't do that, and I'm glad I stuck through it. The programs that I see that have the longest term directors are the ones that seem to have the most success. And I'm not saying long term director equals success, because I've also seen some really bad programs like that, but I think your chances of success are better with that. So my first school, I just knew that it was time to move on. I was trying to change some things. The admin always gave me hope, and they said, you know, next year we might do this. I had grown the band program from just an elementary program into a middle school and a high school program during that time. And the biggest challenges I was facing was with the high school. Since it had never been in the schedule, the kids were having to meet extremely early in the morning before school started. About half the kids who were interested in band didn't show up because they just didn't want to come that early. And it just didn't look like that was going to change. I had about 15 to 18 kids in my high school band at that point, with the potential of having 30 to 40 if we could somehow get it into the school day. The interesting thing is that after I left there, they incorporated a lot of the things that I had asked for that they said were never going to happen. So sometimes it takes somebody leaving to make that happen. Alan Mills, a great mentor of mine and a local college teacher here, he talks about how to have a really excellent program, you have to start with great musicians. You can start with great musicians and not do much with them or not have high expectations for them and have them not play very well. But you have to, first of all, start with great musicians. And this is why sometimes we see a difference in one program over another. And I think sometimes the directors of those really excellent programs that have all the resources available, sometimes I think they let it go a little bit to their heads about how they got there. If you are in a program where nobody ever takes any lessons, nobody is going to getting very good instruments, then that's okay. That could be something you take them from the level they're at and take them to the next level. That's where I find myself now. I probably have two students who take private lessons, but I see students who really progress well and they make it into honor bands and they make it into all city bands, the ones who want to work. Also consider, what do you want to achieve? If you you strive to have a band that's going to make first place in state and marching band, then, and you're in a tiny town with eight people in your band, that might not be happening. But that doesn't mean you can't be there and have success and do some really great things. So think about what you want to achieve and why is it important. This is kind of a personal reflection kind of thing. And over the 19 years that I've been a teacher and 31 years that I've been a musician, I've often thought through this process for myself, and I've changed some of my desires and goals. I remember one college professor I had, I was always striving to be the best performer, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I would get down when I wasn't the best one. If I was the second best or the third best, I would let that ruin my day. And this one college professor I had, he said, just remember that wherever you go, there's going to be some people who are better than you and some people that you are better than. And don't base your self-worth on where you fall in that. You're going to always be better than some and not as good as some. An example I like to give to my students is if I took my saxophone and went down to the fifth grade band, I could be a rock star every single day and never practice my horn for the rest of my life. They would think I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But that wouldn't really be challenging me to move on to the next level. So think about that. What do you want to achieve and why is it important to you? And what if you never make state? Is that something that matters? If you are touching the lives of 50 or 60 students on a daily basis and you never make state or you never make it to an honor kind of group, then that's, you are successful. I know people who make it to state and they have their students terrified of them. There's no relationship there, nothing that goes beyond the classroom and beyond music. I think it's something you still want to try to do. I bring my bands every year to our regional festival, and every year we're getting a little bit better. I don't know if we will qualify for state. Someday we might. But we're trying to make ourselves better every day. And every year, I examine my teaching to see how to take it to the next level. If your program is growing stagnant, I would suggest that you attend some workshops and conferences and see if you can pick up some tips and ideas. Also, connect with a mentor, someone who can help you out. Joel, I hope these comments have been helpful to you. Another listener writes in and they say that there's a school culture of AP classes and there is no time for band. Well, I may have some bad news for you on that one. You may not ever change that school culture. So you have to decide, is that something I want to live with? And maybe think about a couple of ideas for you, though, is to maybe look at some creative scheduling options. There are some that are available online if you look for ideas for creative scheduling. I was looking at this very thing when I was at my first school. We were trying to figure out a way to fit band in. An interesting one I've seen is what's called a drop schedule, or it's called something like that. It's where seven classes meet every day, but there are eight selections for kids to choose from. So maybe the first day, maybe classes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 meet. And then the next day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 meet. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. And there's just a rotating schedule where each class is dropped every eighth day. It's not the ideal situation, but sometimes can be helpful in trying to introduce a class that hasn't been there. Another tip that I have for you, I think if you really just increase the quality of your band, focus on the students that are staying with you and focus on increasing that quality so that others will want to choose band over AP. And like I was saying earlier, you're never going to eliminate this completely. I feel like I've established a really good quality program and the students want to stay. I even see some who cry over the decision they have to make. because they feel very strongly both ways. They feel very strongly about wanting to do band. They feel very strongly about wanting to do AP classes. And sometimes you can just kind of talk to them about, why are you wanting to do this AP class? I'll give you two different scenarios, both that are real situations that I've experienced. One student was wanting to major in something in the medical field, and they were taking a lot of the AP classes that were math and science and had to drop band. For them, I thought that was a good decision. They needed to go and do those other classes, and it would be something in the long term of their education that would probably be very helpful for them. Other students have said, well, I want to make it easier for myself when I get to college so that I don't have to take as many classes. I don't know if that's really a legitimate reason to take an AP class. And so sometimes I counsel those students, maybe you need to look into not taking that class or just taking a couple of AP classes, especially if it's a field that they're not particularly interested in. I don't think it's really going to save them much once they get to college. And I've had some of those students choose band, and some of those students have chosen the AP classes. Probably the most ridiculous one I've ever seen is a girl who was going to be in my top group, my top concert group, and in my top jazz band. And about a week before school, she told me she was dropping all her band classes, including marching band. So three music classes that she was dropping. And she had told me she was planning on majoring in music. And I said, I don't think this is really smart. Why are you dropping all of your band classes if you plan on majoring in music? Are you still planning on that? And she said, yes, I'm still planning on doing, I love music. And she wanted to take as many AP classes as she could. And here was her reason. She wanted to have the highest GPA so that she could give the speech at her commencement ceremony. That was the most important thing to her in her life, was giving that speech. The sad thing was, she dropped band after 10th grade, or 9th grade, I think it was. She took band in 9th grade and then didn't do band. And she did meet her goal. She was the one who got to give the speech at graduation. She had the highest GPA. Her speech was just as boring as any other graduation speech you've heard. I was hoping at least it would be something that would challenge and inspire. And in listening to over 20 years of graduation speeches, I have only heard one or two that would fit that challenge and inspire category. Then she went on to college and she couldn't make it into the music program because she hadn't taken music for 3 years in high school. So she declared a music minor. And I don't really think she really did anything with music. I'm not sure what she did with her life in general. But that was probably the most ridiculous example that I've seen. I hope that these answers to these questions have been helpful to you. And if you have your own questions to send, please go to my website, jamesdevine.net, and submit a question for a future episode there.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.